feel a little funny being so close to the painting. I know in the museums you're supposed to keep your distance to the point, but everything about this painting, Malevich's White on White, invites you to come close to it. And everyone talks about its texture and factura. On one hand, you want the texture in some way to feel as though it has something to do with the brush stroking and what happens and the creation of the lines and the differentiation of the two colors and everything. But in reality, when you step back from it a little bit, it appears that what you see most of all is the rough weave of the linen. But I don't know if that's in fact what it really is. And there seems to be a lot of underpainting, but it's integrated in such a way with the overpainting that there's a rhythm of brush strokes and the movement of the brush. And then it gets very tricky because when impasto builds up, the brush strokes are going over a texture that's not necessarily a texture from a brush stroke. And that also might indicate pretty hard not to see that diagonal there. So that's involved in overpainting. So at that level, you can look at the painting and you can say, oh, it's this, it's that, and these things happen. At the other level, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, you have two squares, and one is canted and over the other. And there's a significant difference in the color, warm background, relatively cool above on the overpainted one. And the thing I'd like most to believe, but I don't know exactly how he did it, but it would be wonderful if it were really simple, and one is a zinc white and the other is a titanium white, although there's very little chance that that's true. But it would be nice if you just had a white on white and there were two whites, and you could keep it simple. But since they're brushed and moved in quite a bit, there's a lot of give and take. I was born in 1936, which is the year of Alfred Barr's Cubism and Abstraction. And if you follow the diagrams down, this is geometrical abstract art. And on the other side is non-geometrical abstract art. So in 1936, it was over. You could choose whatever you wanted, but it was still abstract art. Abstraction, in my time anyway, was described as flatness. Flatness was considered important, and that was considered to be a projection of what started here, which was the emphasis on the surface and the materiality. What you're really considering here is marking a surface. And this is Malevich's choice, which is to mark it in a way that is as convincing and as far away from what he perceives to be the art of both his time and the past. So Malevich is quite ambitious in a way in trying to eliminate what came before and what's around him, to separate himself from what's going on around him and trying, in a sense, to project himself or the work into an imagined future. But now, I'm only guessing, but 1918, whatever this is, you know, I can project to 2018. We're not going to get any farther away from this painting than we are now. It's not going to be outdone in its radicality.